Can you still hear me? NAPZT. NAPZT. KI7QMD. NAPZT. KI7QMD. NAPZT.
K-8-D-R, K-8-D-R. Ron, you're around. Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Kilo Lima, mobile. K-8-D-R, K-8-D-R. Ron Paterka, you're around. W-B-A-T-K-L.
W-8-R-T-M, anyone around for demo?
K-8-F-J-W, monitoring. 430 repeaters to St. Mary.
Yeah, good afternoon. We have spoken before, sir. I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. My name is Ron Robert Oscar November.
Well, good afternoon. I can't believe it's already 25 after 1. Anyway, yeah, been working hard here at home. Got the day, have the day off, so might as well do that. So, anywho, name here is Brad, and I'm, like I said before, way up here in the soup. Rainy, that is for sure. Well, depending on where you're at, you might not be in the rain, but it's raining here.
No, Brad, it's not raining here, but it's coming. We're in Sheboygan County, kind of down towards the south end, so. All right, very good. I remember talking before about the 430 repeater, and I'm not sure if you're in on all. Or anything, or if you're linked on RF or whatever, but you're full scale here. I'm on the 674 repeater and just programmed up a new Bofang for a buddy, so it's a new UV5R and seems to be working good. So thanks for returning my call. We got to get back to the office work that we're taking ourselves away from. 73, enjoy your day. W8RPM.
Okay, very good. Yep, we're going through All-Star. A lot of the nodes here are through All-Star. I know there is a Echolink node in there somewhere, but and there's also a DMR patch in there, so there you go. Anywho, so day 73, and yep, like Roger beep at the end, I figured it was a bell thing. Well, 73, have a great afternoon. K8FGW, back to monitoring. Portable.
NT0Y, mobile.
K-E-8-F-G-W, monitoring.
K-8-W-W, this is KF-8-V-I-P. Are you monitoring? W-W, this is KF-8-V-I-P. V-I-P, standing by.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey, monitoring.
Hey, are you on? This is KF-8-WW, mobile. Finally got done, and I am now on the way to Walmart. Was there anything else?
I don't think so.
I had some Scott pads at the hangar, so I threw those in. But okay, well, I'll shop as fast as I can and be back.
The sun's shining. It's a beautiful day here.
Some more rain on the way, but hopefully I'll beat it. I'll see you in a bit. Thank you.
Standby.
These 88 KF-8WW mobile. Loud and clear. Well, done shopping, almost to the airport, so I'll be on my way shortly.
Okay.
Today. Are you talking on the base radio?
On the mobile. I'm on the way.
What's coming in good?
Good.
73 is an 88, so I'll see you in about half an hour. Okay, WW Mobile.
73
is an 88, KFAC IC Mobile. KDAYCS, this is KCAYRO, over.
KCAYC, this is
KDAYCS.
How you doing, honey?
Doing good. Everything's all set over here. Why don't you just go ahead and head for the house, do what you got to do there, and then give me another call, and then maybe by the time you're at the house, you can switch over to Simplex before you get over here.
Roger that.
Got a little bit of a storm starting to brew here, special weather statement in Lovell's till 5 o'clock, and there's a little bit of thunder rumbling, so not sure how the immediate weather forecast is going to be, but I sent you a text that should have all the information you need about everything that's going on, so I can't think of anything else right now, so I'll just be standing by here, and I'll wait to hear from you when you're leaving the house.
Can I need to bring any beverages over?
Nah, we should be all set. Just the stuff for breakfast for the next couple days. I didn't really know exactly what to grab there for that, so I grabbed everything else. You grab that stuff, cooler bags on the counter.
Bye.
Actually, give me a call when you're at the house there, and then at that point we'll switch over to Simplex and do a radio check. That way we know if it's working from the house or not. I'll be standing by listening for you on here until then. This is KCAYRO.
KC8YRO, KC8YRO, this is KD8YCS, over.
KD8YCS, this is KC8YRO, I copy you.
Okay, I reached HQ.
Okay, roger that. Switch over to Taproom 1, let's do a radio check. If you don't copy me, come back to Mayo. Switching now, KC8YRO clear.
KD8YCS clear.
November 8, Charlie, November, Mobile.
This is November 8 Alpha Papa X-ray N8ABX for the Northern Michigan Severe Weather Network. Special attention stations in the Harrison and Gladwin areas. Harrison and Gladwin areas currently have a tornado warn south of Harrison moving east towards Gladwin. For any reports, stations in that area have anything, please. General advisement, National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Gladwin County in northern Michigan at 60 p.m. 60 mile an hour wind gusts and penny sized hail. NADPX. N8ABX for the Northern Michigan side of Skywarn Severe Weather Network. Just another general announcement. Still have an active tornado warning for the Harrison area, just south of Harrison, moving into the Gladwin area. Any stations in that area that have any reports, forward on to us here. To N8ABX, and we'll pass them along to the National Weather Service Gaelic. Any APX to anybody? Yep. Severe thunderstorm warning issued for the Luzerne area. again in Lausanne area. Three thunderstorm warnings issued by the National Weather Service in Gaylord, East Central Crawford County, Northern Michigan, and Central Oscoda County in Northern Michigan. So 6:30 p.m. Stations in that area with that have any reports, please call N8APX.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel, Net Control for the Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. Again, there is a tornado warning in effect for Clare County at this time, Central Clare County, until 5:45 p.m. At 5:21, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Harrison or 9 miles north of Clare, moving east at 25 miles an hour. Hazard tornado and quarter-sized hail. Radar indicated. Again, damage to shelters. Anybody in a mobile home should seek stronger shelter. Tornadic thunderstorm will be in near rural areas of east central Clare County, including the following locations: Dodge and Townline and Springwood Lakes. Again, take shelter immediately. Again, that's for Clare County. And there's also a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for the Oscoda County area, central Oscoda County. Severe thunderstorm located near Red Oak, 7 miles west of Mile by Luzerne, at 60 mile an hour wind gust and quarter size hail. Again, that's radar indicated as well. So if anybody in those areas has any reports, please contact Net Control.
This is Kilo.
Kilo Echo 8, Oscar Sierra November. Is there no one on this repeater that's Skywarn?
This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. Net Control, KDRH for the Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. The tornado warning for Clare County has expired. However, there is still a severe thunderstorm warning with tornado possible for the following county: Gladwin in Northern Michigan until 6:15 p.m. At 5:22 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located 7 miles east of Harrison. Right now it should actually be into your county, pretty well into your county. Again, this severe thunderstorm has a potential for a tornado. Again, if we have any reports of large hail, damaging winds, or continuous cloud-to-ground lightning, please let Net Control know. Again, torrential rainfall is occurring with this storm, may lead to flash flooding. So again, any threats of rotation, funnel clouds, large hail, or any wind damage, please contact Net Control. And there is a severe thunderstorm warning for central Oscoda County. Again, that is until 6:30 p.m. at 5:47. A severe thunderstorm was located central Oscoda County, headed east at 15 miles an hour, so it's not moving very fast. 60-mile-an-hour winds and quarter-sized hail are possible. And again, torrential rainfall is reported with this one as well. So if there's any stations in those areas of the reports, please contact Net Control. Lots of beacons. So whoever you are, you're not making an NHCN mobile.
W8NWO, N8APX. AEXYXK, radio test.
K8YTT N9KOP.
Alright, station calling N9KOP. It's K8REH. I can relay for you. He's out of high band range.
K8YTT. I'm just I'm listening to him over on the scanner at my house, so I was curious if he was by high band. Gonna talk to him. AWAVET also.
Yeah, I don't sound like he's got one in his mobile at the moment. Yeah, if you need a relay or anything, just let me know. I can relay for you there.
Yeah, Christian, I'm talking to him right now. You all set there, Christian? Downtown?
Yeah, I was just going to chat, seeing how the weather was going. Heard you guys talking on the scanner.
Copy, WATC here. Yeah, it sounds like it's pretty pleasant at the shop there. How's your spot?
Let's just say there's water going all the way across the road already. And it normally never does that.
Yeah, copy that. I'm tugging on it. You know, he sent some pictures, asked him if he could send us some pictures to him of that.
Said you want pictures of the water?
Yeah, he affirmed if he has some pictures of that. He sent them to him with the location pinned in the picture, or, you know, labeled to each picture you take.
Yeah, it'll be just right in front of my house. I'll go out there in a second. K8YGC portable.
Copy, W8GC portable.
W8NWO from N8APX.
Yeah, I need to make something.
Stations in the Charlevoix or Emmett County areas, if you got any weather reports, please give them at this time in ACMH.
This
is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel for the Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. Any stations in the Emmett County or Vanderbilt area with any storm reports, flooding, hail, heavy rain, wind damage, anything like that, do have a storm in your area that could be producing all of that at the moment. Anybody has any reports, please contact KDREH Net Control. I'll be standing by.
This is Alpha Delta 8 Delta Papa. ADABB from N9KOP.
N9KOP from ADABB. I think you're the repeater owner, huh? I just came up to my recent place I bought up here in Lewiston from my QTH of Detroit and brought a 25-foot flagpole and a Diamond X300A. And I'm sitting out here in my garage. I didn't bring enough coax to make it all the way to the bench, so I actually got the radio. So I'm on a FT7800 sitting on the seat of my lawnmower backed all the way up to the garage door. And I put a couple of repeater frequencies in here. This one I obviously I'm getting. But I wonder if you know what... So when I was putting in repeater frequencies, I stumbled across there's a net going on right now at 146.940. So I went to MIERC, and the closest 940 is West Branch. I don't know if that's it, though. Put in the PL and couldn't get in, but I'm hearing it, like, really strong, like S7. So back to you, MIDI ATP, if you know anything about that.
Yeah, so that is the 94. That's the West Branch. That's West Branch, Boyer Hill. You can hear it, but you can't get into it. That's normal. That's the normal situation from this area. I'm downtown Mile, and I just be able to get into it. A handheld, and I can't get into it from here anymore. They are having issues with it. They're getting them all worked out.
Awesome. Well, thanks for that. It's just not knowing. All right, good. So I got it programmed in with the correct PL then. So, yeah, I'm hearing those guys really strong, though. So, yeah, once again, yeah, it's pretty cool, though. And let's see what else we got up here. What do we got, any 440s up here, AFM?
Yeah, so there's, hang on 1 second. Every time I key up my siren controller, my car goes off. Yeah. 444975 in downtown Mile. 444975 with a 103.5 tone. It's fusion and analog. And then you got that's basically it. And then I have a DMR repeater here on the same tower this one's at, which is linked into the MI5 system. And then this repeater is linked to the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network called them through All Star.
Yeah, gotcha. Yep. I did a quick All Star connection to this repeater and talked to somebody briefly last week from Detroit. So I was all set to put this one in. And okay, yeah. I think I did see that 444975 on repeater book. I'll give that one a try later if I can make this one from here. As good as I am, well, I assume, I guess you can give me a signal report, but I'm receiving this one full scale here, so you can tell me what you think about my signal, and also maybe check the input while I'm transmitting. Wonder if you can hear me simplex from here or not. So, and what else was I going to say? I forgot, but yeah, back to you for one more, and I think we're going to go into Lewis, going to get something to eat.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, you're full quieting, and I can't switch in, but I use all commercial radio in my car here. I work on the fire department, so everything I use is commercial. Yeah, you had no trouble making it. It's on Mount Tom. I don't know how you go to Lewiston. If you go up 33 to 608, if you look at those two towers up there on the further west tower at Mount Tom and 608, up on the big hill there. So, good to hear you, Doug. Enjoy your dinner. We'll be out here and listening quite a bit. So, you're welcome to use your repeater anytime. And then KOP. Bye.
Okay, I keep hearing that. am I hearing that right? It's like a child's voice going beep. But yeah, I think I did see that. Yeah, so I take M33 right through Mile, and then take that little veer off to the left of Mount Tom for about a couple hundred feet and make the left on Miller all the way down to Red Oak. That's how I come here. So, all right, I'll catch you later. Thanks for the info. 88 DP, I'll be clear.
Yep, sounds good, Doug. Yep, it is a voice. It's Drake, NADMH's voice, going beep, and that's the courtesy tone. But, yep, I'm the left tower all the way up at the top, so... it's got pretty good coverage for where it's at. Plus, you know, we're linked into the Northern Mission Link computer system, so there's a bunch of us that are linked together, and eventually we'll be microwave, so we don't have to rely on the internet. Talk to you later at 9K, we'll be mobile.